Good afternoon. A mixture of sunshine and clouds and an increasing southerly wind will produce temperatures well up into the 70s again across most of interior New York and New England. Some places may even touch the 80-degree mark out in the Mohawk Valley as we get deeper into the afternoon. Clouds will tend to increase, though, as we head toward evening with the approach of a cool front from the west. It's part of a powerful storm system which is working its way through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. We'll be well out ahead of the front through the overnight period tonight, and temperatures along with that southerly wind will only drop back into the 50s and lower 60s. Although some energy will work its way through as the front approaches, there is the chance of a few scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm during the overnight period. The front will continue to draw closer tomorrow, and showers and thunderstorms will be more likely. Heavy bursts of rain possible as well throughout the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures along with the rain will push only a few degrees higher and stay in the lower to middle 60s. Then, as the front passes through the region and the wind shifts around to the west, temperatures will drop considerably for the second half of the afternoon and through the evening hours. In fact, any leftover precipitation will fall as a cold rain, maybe even some wet snow or sleet across the higher terrain as we go past sunset tomorrow evening. We'll start to dry things out overnight Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. During the day on Wednesday, we'll go back to full sunshine, although it will be brisk and quite cool for mid-April, as temperatures on Wednesday will only be in the middle 40s. We'll rebound nicely with a good amount of sunshine on Thursday. High pressure will take over and keep it dry with temperatures in the mid-50s, and we'll push it into the upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. A couple of weak disturbances will head our way for the weekend. This could produce a few scattered showers for both Saturday and Sunday, with highs staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a powerful storm moving through the Great Lakes is producing snow in parts of the Midwest and Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan. 3 to 6 inches of snow could accumulate before the snow winds down this afternoon. And very cold air for this time of year is sweeping into the southern plains behind the storm. Freeze watches and warnings have been issued from St. Louis and Kansas City down to Oklahoma City and Dallas, where temperatures will fall into the lower 30s. And there's a slight risk for severe thunderstorms today across parts of the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast states, with wind and hail possible, and even the possibility of a few tornadoes. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 3 at St. Mary, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with the chance of showers and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 83, set in 1968, and the record low, 19, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m., 13 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, windy, and warm today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy, breezy, and mild tonight, with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, windy, and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy, breezy, and mild tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, windy, and warm today with highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy and breezy tonight, mild with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, and lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, windy, and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy, breezy, and mild tonight, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny, windy, and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy, breezy, and mild tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the 60s early in the day, then temperatures drop quickly during the afternoon. Mostly sunny, breezy, and quite cool on Wednesday in the mid-40s. Back to the mid-50s with mostly sunny skies Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s on Friday, and mostly cloudy over the weekend with a few scattered showers and highs in the middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.